Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 11th, 2013, episode 569, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's going to happen?
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm liking that one. I understand that it takes a long time. I just absolutely freaking hate disco music. Just hate
Which is
that
absolutely why I put it in there for a Friday.
Oh, but why start Friday stressed out? My stomach is in a knot right now having to listen to that. I did love that. This will be our finest hour, but the rest of it's got to go.
Oh, I just thought I'd get everybody started with a little disco on Friday.
Oh. I just realized that I'm actually tense listening to that. Like, as soon as it was over, I had to, like, remember to breathe.
I had a little 2001 Space Odyssey in there.
See, I didn't get that. I'm too young for that.
That was the middle part where something wonderful. That was Hal from 2001 Space Odyssey, the computer.
Oh, never seen it. Never seen it. Don't remember if it got nominated for an Oscar, which is what we're going to talk about here in a minute because, you know, horse people go to movies too. And I know that you and I have battled back and forth about going to see movies.
We agree on very few.
Very few. Like, all the ones I went to see, you would not go to for nothing. And then all the ones you went to see, we're like, Chad and I are like, yeah, we'll wait till video or Netflix or whatever.
I don't want to hear it. You haven't even started Downton Abbey yet.
I know, but give me, I don't have it. I got to get it,
for sure. All right, well, Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition, the biggest list of the year is trending everywhere, and Horses in the Morning is no exception, so stay tuned for some Oscar chit-chat. And next up, if you have seen about as many movies as you can stand, and really need to go riding in the depths of winter, Phyllis Dawson is here with some advice and suggestions. And, of course, Really Bad Ads is here, and it will raise its ugly head, and we will nominate the winner at the end of the show, and that winner will receive the second heaviest trophy in all of contest world, a Redman Rock.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that.
They'll win it every time they win.
Yeah, we do get a lot of entries when we have the Redmond Rocks. It's a popular prize. Well, my Daily Winnie is one of these.
Happy birthday.
This is a happy birthday goes out to one of our good listeners, Glenn Forrester, who also submits every Friday for really bad ads. Thank you, Glenn. He has a good ad in there for this week. So happy birthday to Glenn. I have a second Daily Winnie before we go on. I know that we're going to talk about this in a minute, but I had to give a Daily Winnie to the movie Lincoln for, 12 or 13 nominations for Oscars. I called it, I said it would, and it did. That's all I want to say. Your turn.
Well, Well, just for that, my daily Winnie goes out to Life of Pi, who came second in the amount of nominations, I believe, with 9 or 10. So congratulations to Life of Pi. I did want to go over, at least we have good taste, Glenn. At least we have good taste. Because
yes, we do. We take the top two.
Yeah, and number three is the one that I loved more than life itself, and Chad wished he would have sat in the car the whole time listening to the radio. But Les Mis actually came in with a lot of nominations as well. So the nominees for the Academy Awards, I'm going to watch the award show this year because I've actually seen some of these movies and really liked them. Lincoln, Argo, Les Mis, Zero Dark Thirty, Silver Linings Playbook, which actually Zero Dark Thirty comes out today, and Silver Linings Playbook.
I was surprised it was on this list, actually, because it's just coming out. That's why I was surprised to see Zero Dark Thirty. But
oh, they know what they this movie was finished 2 years ago. You know, that's the thing.
True. Yeah.
They've probably all seen it already. Zero Dark Thirty, Silver Linings Playbook, Life of Pi, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Amour, and Django Unchained, which I really do want to see as well. Why? Because it has Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'll see anything with him in it.
That movie has taken so much heat, that
really?
Django Unchained. Yeah,
why?
Because of the whole slavery thing and the N-words used about 1,000 times, and the whole movie has just taken a lot of heat from a lot of different places. I don't think it's going to do well in the box office because of that.
I think that they should listen to a rap song.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Good point.
Don't see any rap songs getting Oscars.
And of course, like any year for the Oscars, we've got Lincoln, which is a huge box office success, going to make $1 billion, right? Argo did okay, and we all kind of know what it's about. Les Mis, you know, the girls in the audience, some of them that saw it will like it, or if you like a singing movie, you're going to like it. Zero Dark Thirty is probably going to be really good. And then we got Life of Pi, who appeals to the Jamie audience. And then you get the ones that nobody's ever heard of and doesn't care about. Silver Linings Playbook, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Amour. No, you're just going, and one of those will win, by the way.
No, they won't win. And those are the people that give the interviews that when they say, they're like, well, you didn't win the Oscar. You know what? It was an honor to be nominated.
Because I didn't think I had any chance in the world with that crappy little movie.
Yeah, exactly. Beasts of the Southern Wild. Well, apparently, Amour and Silver Linings Playbook, both Silver Linings Playbook came out in like 9 theaters. That's it. So they're expecting a wider release for that one now. Also for Amour, now that these are nominated, they're going to be more accessible. Because you can't, if you can't see it, how are you going to know? But I would like to give a shout out because did you guys think that Sally Field was good in the role of Mary Lincoln?
Yes, we did. I actually thought it was one of her best acting performances that I've ever seen her do, but I don't think she would. Oh, she was nominated. Okay, yeah, for Best Supporting Actress. Yeah, definitely. I thought she was excellent. I've never seen her act that well, actually.
See, and I've never really liked Anne Hathaway, and I kind of liked her a little more when I saw her as Catwoman, but Anne Hathaway to me is like Princess Diaries. She got to win this because, oh my God, she was in the movie like maybe 12 minutes and was so powerful. She had everybody except for my husband in the audience, because it was all girls except for him, bawling in this one song that she sang, and she was so amazing, and I respect her and I like her now. What?
So glad your husband didn't have a service revolver in the theater. He might have shot himself.
He tried
I'll tell
so
you
hard.
I'll make a deal with you. We'll give you Anne Hathaway for Best Supporting Actress if we can have Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln.
Best Supporting Actor for, let's see, well, let's go on and let's see who it was. Alan Arkin for Argo, Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master, Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln, Christopher Waltz for Django Unchained. Yeah, that's fine. You can have it. It's yours.
Because I'll tell you, Best Actor, if Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't get it for Lincoln, I will be shocked.
See, I'm going to disagree. Listen, if Daniel Day-Lewis is nominated for an Oscar, he's going to win it. You know that, right? But the list of best actors are, oh, my God, Bradley Cooper is nominated for best actor. Grr, love him. Silver Linings Playbook is what he's nominated for. Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Hugh Jackman for Les Mis. Joaquin Phoenix for The Master. And Denzel Washington for Flight. And that was the airline one where he might have been,
just
I don't
know. Way, got the worst ratings and didn't sell 10 tickets. Yes.
Well, he must have acted really good in that awful movie. Okay, do you think that Bradley Cooper, a few years ago, when he was getting drunk in Las Vegas and marrying strippers, remember he was in the movie Wedding Crashers? He was in Wedding Crashers too. But what's the one where all his bros went to the Vegas for bachelor party?
Oh, geez, it was one of my favorite movies, too.
I know. Mine, too.
Hangover. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
All you had to say was favorite movie.
So he's in The Hangover. So do you ever think he thought, I'm in The Hangover now. Right now I'm currently, you know, getting beat up by Mike Tyson. Do you think I'll be nominated for an Oscar in, like, 3 years? Probably not. And there he is. That's awesome. Best actresses, just to run down the list of important ones, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook. We're going to have to watch these movies. Emanuela Riva for Amour, Naomi Watts for The Impossible, and...
Good luck with that one.
Hold on. Kevin Zahani Wallace, duh. Beast of the Southern Wild. Supporting actor.
Right there, seeing that name makes me not want to see that movie.
She's going to win.
Doesn't that name scream art film?
Totally. There's nothing wrong with an art film, though, Glenn. You might actually get a little class around you when you watch an art film.
Okay. I better be glad I don't have a service revolver in that one either.
And finally, best director, Michael Haneke for Amour, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, and Ben Zeitlin for Beast of the Southern Wild. And you know what? You've got a list that includes Ang Lee, who also has already won for Brokeback Mountain. Steven Spielberg, who's won a million. So it's gonna be close. It's gonna be close.
They won't give it to Spielberg again. They just won't do it. So I think that you're gonna. They just won't. I mean, you know how these awards work. Sometimes your biggest names just don't end up getting them after a while. It's not their turn. So I think you might see Ang Lee do it for Life of Pi. If you say it was that good, they're going to give it to somebody else.
Well, there was just so much green screen in it because clearly he's not going to really have a tiger trying to attack him, an actor on a boat. So, I mean, obviously there's something fake there. But, I mean... You got to think of what the movies that Steven Spielberg has won for, which is Saving Private Ryan, and what's the one with Liam Neeson? Schindler's List.
Did he win for Schindler's List? Yeah.
He did. Oh, God. There would have been a riot had he not won. That was such an amazing movie. So those are the two he's won for. So being that you've seen this movie, does it rank with those?
Yeah. I got to say, it's probably been the best movie I've seen in the last 10 years. It's just a really, really, really well-done movie all the way around, cinematically, and the actors were unbelievable, and it just was a great movie. I mean, when you got Daniel Day-Lewis in there and you have Tommy Lee Jones as his supporting actor, you got a pretty good cast. So it was really good.
I think that's the best role that I've seen Tommy Lee Jones do. I like Tommy Lee Jones because he plays himself, and I just like him, but I think he really stepped outside himself a little bit and knock it out of the park in this one.
Okay.
There are those actors, aren't there, that just play themselves in every TV show and movie you've ever seen them in? They just play themselves. There are those.
I always think of him when I think of him, I think of, I didn't kill my wife! And he goes, I don't care! Because I got to bring in! Do you know what movie I'm talking about, The Fugitive?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, gotcha. Yep, we
when
did see that.
When he's standing in the little tunnel thing, and he's like, and Richard Kimball's like, I didn't kill my wife. And he's like, I don't care. I love that line. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he did a lot better in this movie than The Fugitive, I'll say. But he had a better script.
Well, he's also been in some amazing westerns, and so I love Tommy Lee Jones. I think I'll give it to him. We can give that to him. Let's see some of the other categories: best original screenplay, adapted screenplay, feature film. Oh, so they have the animated categories now. And did you see any animated movies? The ones that are nominated, and
name
apparently
let's
this
see
one.
There.
Huh?
Name them. I'll let you know if we saw them.
Okay, Brave.
Yep.
That's the one with the girl that they're actually saying might have been the first. It's basically the first movie that she didn't have a male prince, and they're saying was it a little bit of a gay undertone, and that's why I think it's going to win, because it really kind of changed the Pixar kind of foundation, I guess. Frankenweenie.
And in the movie.
I know, but there's no prince. Brave, Frankenweenie, Paranorman, The Pirates' Band of Misfits, and Wreck-It Ralph. Didn't see any of those, but I can imagine that next year or the year after, I'll have seen every animated feature film about 40 times.
I do see Wreck-It Ralph. When that comes out in video, I'm going to watch that, because I was a big video game player back in those days, and that's what it relates to. So I got to see that.
Then you got cinematography, costume design, which is Lincoln and Les Mis, probably the two in the middle there. Snow White and the Huntsman is nominated in that category. So there are some other movies. Just you pretty much, if you don't see the best pictures, you won't know what half the best picture nominees, you won't know what half of the whole thing is about, because pretty much Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty, Life of Pi, Lincoln, these are nominated.
All right, let's see.
Okay,
here. Let's go over the top movies that have been nominated. And do you know what RottenTomatoes.com is?
Yes.
It's the website that takes a true look at how crappy movies are. And they either give you a good rating or they give you Rotten Tomatoes. And it's by percentage points by votes. So let's take a look at how the top movies did on Rotten Tomatoes. So go down the list again here. Well, I have it open.
And this is, you want the list of the Best Picture nominees?
Yeah, Best Picture nominees.
Okay. Amour.
Amour. Let's see on this list. I can't even find Amour.
Exactly. So let's move on. How about...
Wait a minute. How about 90... By the way, Amour made a whopping... It mustn't be out yet. It's showing it's made a whopping $19,000. Did it just come out?
I don't know. I don't know much about
that. So there's
no
real rating on it yet.
Okay, Argo?
Argo, which should have done pretty well here, I think. Yep, 96% liked Argo, and it's made $110 million.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Beasts. It's going to be one of those that's not on. Nope, not even on here.
Okay, Django Unchained.
Yeah, Django's on here, and it has done pretty well. 89% like it, and it's made $106 million.
Okay, Les Mis.
Les Mis is 71% among females and 0% among males.
No, shut up. You're making that up.
71%.
And that most of those are men reviewing it, going, that sucks. There's a couple that walked out in the middle of it, like right in front of me, as Anne Hathaway is making me cry. And they're like, excuse me, pardon me. I didn't, honey, why didn't you tell me this thing was singing all the time? I had no idea. This is crap. Let's go to Life
me.
Of Yeah, I know. You wouldn't have made it as far as they did. They at least made it 15 minutes. Let's go to Life of Pi.
89% liked it.
Okay, Lincoln?
Lincoln, 91% liked it.
Silver Linings Playbook? I don't know if that one's really come out either.
91% liked it.
All right, and then Zero Dark Thirty, which comes out today. So
94% so far.
See, people have already seen it. We're way behind in them releasing it. Okay, and the last category before we move on and talk about horses is the Best Original Song!
I
find that this one goes all around, because some of these movies are a little ridiculous. Like Before My Time from Chasing Ice, never heard of it. I'm going to I'm going to say that if this one wins, I'm never watching the Oscars again. And it's Everybody Needs a Best Friend from the movie Ted, which, as you guys know, my freaking husband made me watch the night after Les Mis, and I had to sit there quietly and absorb the worst crap I've ever seen. I love Family Guy. I love the guy who created it. The guy who, it was just god-awful. Awful, awful. The teddy bear, awful. Let's see, Pie's Lullaby from Life's Pie. And then the one that I think is going to win because it's Adele is Skyfall from the movie Skyfall. And that's the opening song.
That was good.
The whole, yes. It was an amazing.
Jennifer rated it.
I guess she likes it. And then now the last one is Suddenly from Les Mis. And I didn't realize that they wrote a lot of these songs or their original songs. So that's pretty cool. But Suddenly, I don't remember which one that is, but that's the best original song. And I'm done.
Okay. Well, we're off to the races in Louisiana, and I remember talking about this last year, but the Fairgrounds Racecourse in New Orleans, Louisiana, will be hosting a meet and greet with 5 racing ostriches, 4 racing zebras, and that will happen coming up, I think it is January the 11th, today. They're going to have from 6 to 11 a.m. or p.m. rather. You can watch these races. They're going to have racing ostriches and 4 racing zebras in a race. They're also going to do. Yes,
where
they're
is
also
this taking place? Where?
It's at the Fairgrounds Race Course in New Orleans. Where else are you going to do
course.
This? And you will be able to bet on them, by the way. And then also they're going to do racing mascots. Apparently they have a bunch of the mascots from the different teams around, and they're going to put them in the gates and race them too. So, we were actually at the, go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, I was just thinking that the University of Louisiana, LSU, they're going to have an advantage because their mascot is a real tiger.
Yeah, it's a real
tiger. They're going to have a distinct advantage. Yeah,
I don't know, sure. though, because it'll make everybody in costume run a heck of a lot faster.
Good point. Motivation.
Yeah.
We saw that actually happen. And remember when we were at the Red Mile Racetrack? It's the beautiful sulky track. Have you ever been there when you've been to Lexington, Kentucky,
heck,
Jamie?
Yeah, I did. That's when I
Isn't
hit a 99-1.
It is one of the just old classic racetracks. Doesn't it remind you of that? And they usually have Dixieland bands playing, and they got barbecues going. I mean, it's just a neat track. Well, they had that. They had the mascot racing with University of Kentucky and a couple of others one of the times when we were there. So that's all coming up. They have some fun down there in New Orleans tonight going on at the racetrack.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Zebras racing. If you would talk to one of our friends that trains zebras, that you would know that that's almost impossible. So basically watch a bunch of zebras start bucking. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
When did this decide to come? Was after the movie? When their movie about a zebra that won the Kentucky Derby or something ridiculous?
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's another one. Have you heard of the and I actually have a sound file here for you of this. This is a news story out of KCTV5.com, and this is out of Kansas City, and this little guy. Well, let me just play the news story for you and take a listen to this because you're going to hear a lot more about Rue coming up.
We've got to give you a major dose of cuteness with a mini horse who has a really big problem. His little legs are hurt, and this miniature horse needs your help.
His name is Rue. He's literally about this big with a heart this big. KCTV5's Emily Rittman tells us about this little fighter. Emily.
Good morning, guys. His owner is using a newer trend, and the trend is called crowdfunding, which means raising small amounts of money from a large number of people, typically via the internet, and cancer patients, musicians, small businesses, and now the owner of a spunky miniature horse are getting help from those who connect to their cause. If Bruiser Bruise or Rue wants to check out a camera, he's going to do it. If he isn't up for toys, he's out of there. Sometimes he doesn't feel like socializing.
Nope.
He doesn't particularly care for boundaries either.
He's an ornery little guy who loves to give kisses.
Rue needs a hand. These casts allow him to walk, but he needs a more permanent solution. The surgery he needs is estimated to cost between $10,000 to $20,000.
He was born with an annular limb deformity.
Rue is almost 2. He's already survived a rocky birth and surgery, but he needs more.
I was encouraged by a good friend of mine to kind of put a story out there, because it's been, he's been such a fighter and such an inspiration to a lot of people. Oh, now you're dumping it out.
Rue's determination doesn't always pay off, but his owner isn't ready to give up. Several veterinarians recommended she put him down.
I, you know, thought on that for a little bit, and it's not an option for him. It's he's been a will to live since the day one. He's been up and running, as you guys have seen today.
With the help of strangers, one day Rue may be ready to run with the big horses he watches from afar. Until then, he gives a new meaning to the term horseback ride.
Rue is so cute. He's 50 pounds, Jamie, and he stands 19 inches tall, and he has Aww. Casts on all four legs because of this. He has an angular limb deformity, which means his limbs aren't shaped right, and that's why they need to do the surgery. But he is the Thelwell pony. His legs are about, what, 5-10 inches long, maybe? And his hair, I mean, his hair is so long. He just looks like a little bowling ball on cast-ridden legs. And you're going to see a lot more and hear a lot more about Rue. He will make the national news. You know he's going to. And he has 1,300 followers on Facebook so far. And they have raised, what did she say? They raised $500, and they're trying to raise some more for his surgery coming up. So that's Rue.
Well, you got to post that on our page, because now I have to see a picture of Rue. Because all I can envision right now is with you, and you said casts on all four legs. All I can think about is that little, tiny, little baby piglet with all the four rubber boots on that's on our Facebook page.
I did that for you.
That's the cutest thing ever. Oh, my God. It's a baby piglet wearing rubber red boots standing in a puddle.
I will definitely post a picture of Rue, the dwarf mini horse who needs some surgery coming up here.
Have you ever seen a dwarf mini horse in real life, by the way?
No.
They're ridiculously cute, and there was one that was, when I was on a vet call, I was a vet tech, we went to a call, and there was a little stall with a little dwarf mini in it, and it had, like, these special shoes on, these, like, almost, like, little plates on its feet, and, you know, my friend who's a vet and I, we were like, oh, my God, it's so cute, so we just opened the door and went in with it. That sucker turned around, bared its teeth, and chased us out of his stall. Wanted no part of our affection whatsoever, was the meanest little snake I've ever seen, and ever since then I've been scared of dwarf minis.
This one looks pretty nice. Now, he did walk, in the video, he walks right under the electric fence, and that is one of the problems of having hair that's like 12 inches long, because he wasn't getting shocked or anything. He just walked right under it. The electric fence scraped across his back, he didn't notice. Well, let's take a break for our commercial with Kentucky Performance Products, and we're going to be back with eventer Phyllis Dawson. We're going to talk a little bit about winter, even though it's going to be 70 degrees in most of the country today, except where Jamie lives. We'll be right back.
Enjoy that.
Choosing a supplement can be confusing. How do you know which ones are right for your horse? Kentucky Performance Products will simplify your search for effective, research-proven supplements that meet the challenges of today's horses. And this week's highlight product is Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement. The properties of omega-3 fatty acids benefit every system in your horse's body. Contribute improves breeding efficiency in mares and stallions, maintains soundness and protects joints from damaging inflammation, sustains a strong immune response in horses of all ages, and decreases the levels of inflammation in your horse's body by sustaining adequate omega-3 fatty acid levels. Learn more about Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement and all the other products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Well, we would like to welcome to the show Phyllis Dawson. A little bit about Phyllis is she competed pretty much at the highest levels of eventing, if you consider the Olympic Games the highest level of eventing, for over 30 years. She has had success on so many different horses, most of them trained by her. She rode Albany 2 in the Olympic Games in Seoul, Korea, and we would like to welcome her to our show. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning.
I hope I did okay with your introduction. You know, you're kind of a big deal.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have you on the show. So tell us a little bit, where is your farm? Because I think you're in the frozen north. Is that correct?
Well, sort of halfway in between. We're in northern Virginia.
That's the frozen
north.
But
we are a little bit in the frozen north because where our farm sits, it's in Hillsborough, Virginia, near Percival. It's a little bit north of Middleburg. And we seem to have our own little weather pattern here. We sit in a pocket between two mountain ridges, and it always seems to be about 5 to 10 degrees colder here than it is everywhere else around us. It's nice in the summertime that way, but in the winter when it's raining everywhere else, it's snowing at Wind Chase. And when the snow's melted everywhere else, we're still covered in ice.
Well, that sounds great. Wow.
Not today, though.
Yeah, not today. If you guys want to find out more about Wind Chase Farms, you can go to teamwindchase.com and follow along, because I'm going to be a little distracted because I'm on your website, and I would like to buy a Kia, a gray gelding. King's Journey is fantastic as well. Noble Maiden has been sold, unfortunately, for me, but Astrana is gorgeous. You've got a bunch of really nice horses for sale, but how do you handle it? We're going to talk a little bit about frozen weather, and I know riding when it's frozen, and I know that, unfortunately, most of the country right now is 70 degrees, but for the first time in a couple years, we're going to have freezing temperatures here in Phoenix. It's going to get down to like 29 tonight, so
oh.
I need help. So I'll be actually taking your advice. But how do you keep all these horses fit during the wintertime?
Well, the first answer to that is toasty toes. They're these little heating pads, you know, with adhesive that you can put in, you know, you stick them to your sock and put them inside your boot, and they keep your toes warm for 6 hours. And, you know, I used to sort of go, oh, gosh, you know, they cost $1.25, and I'm using them every day. And then I said, wait a minute, you know, if somebody said for $40, would you not have cold toes for a month? Would you take it? Sure. So that helps.
Oh. So.
But I do want to say that white Christmases are vastly overrated. you know, it's beautiful for the first 12 hours after a snowfall, sometimes for the first 24, and then it turns to slush, and when it warms up, it melts a little in the day and then freezes at night, and every day it gets icier, and the snowballs pack up in the horse's feet when you turn them out, and, you know, so we're always hoping to not have, you know, white Christmases. But when you do get a snowfall, there is nothing more beautiful than hacking out in it, you know, if you have your toasty toes on. But the other thing we try to do is distract ourselves, you know, with having some kind of fun things to do. My working students came up with a new one this year on New Year's Day when it was about 25 degrees. They did a polar dive in our lake.
What is wrong with them?
So that was kind of amazing. They said they were going to do it, and I said, well, I'll take pictures. And sure enough, they stripped down to their undies and jumped in that. They actually had to take a stick and break the ice off the lake. one of our trainers was standing by with a lasso just in case, and they did a polar dive. So that was quite amusing.
Now, was it tough for you right after that to do all the barn chores because everybody had the flu?
Yeah, pretty much. but seriously, in the winter, you know, one thing that's a little bit exciting about it is I think that's the time when you really truly make the improvements in a horse's, you know, a horse's work and in their dressage work and in their basics. You know, where we are in Virginia, I mean, it does vary, winters vary, the ground does freeze, it does, you know, so if you're going to school all winter really seriously, you do have to have an indoor arena or access to one, which we're lucky enough to have. But because of that, I've never gone south. My operation's too big. I've got too many horses here, and my clients aren't the type that would necessarily go to Florida with me or go to Aiken with me. So I really couldn't afford to be gone for that length of time. But you can get a horse very fit in the indoor, and when you're during competition season and you have to have your gallops and your jump schools and get ready to compete and all that, it's hard to really improve the basics. But over the winter, when you're not competing for a while, It's when you have a chance to really up the level, especially of their flat work. So that can be sort of an exciting time. And you'd be amazed how fit you can get a horse, you know, in the indoor. For, 25 years, I always had him fit enough to go and do well at Rolex without going south. By the 1st of March, you usually can get out and get a gallop here and there where the footing's good. And you become a master at sort of finding the places where, the sun hits this hill in this direction. So if you go out there at exactly 11 o'clock, the footing's better on it. But one of the things we do is have our jumping mini clinics in the winter. I know I'm kind of jumping around subject-wise here. But that we have a lot of fun doing that. I have very informal clinics here at the barn every Sunday through the winter. And it's my boarders, my other lesson clients do it, but also, it's open to all, so I get new students coming in. And we just say, sign up by Thursday. I'll email out the ride schedule, the ride times on Friday, and we jump on Sunday, and we have, usually 3 to 5 in a group, and we try to get creative setting up, start with gymnastics and grids and coursework, and then as the winter progresses, we start putting in, cross-country obstacles and try to make some creative and interesting grids. And, some people come every week, some people come just once in a while, but we have a lot of fun doing that.
That sounds like a great idea, and that was going to actually, my question before that was, how do you keep the horses entertained throughout an entire winter staying in the indoor, and changing it up like that sure sounds like a good idea, but do you have any other suggestions and how to improve on your dressage, take lessons, get mirrors, what do you do?
Well, it's certainly nice to have mirrors. Lessons are really important if you want to progress and you want to move up, the chance to get lessons, whether you have them really often, our working students are here and have lessons almost every day, or whether you go just once a month. But I think having lessons is important for really finding the way forward to improve. But it is true, you can't just flat work dressage a horse day after day without them getting really sick of it and without the riders getting sick of it. I love to hack out, and as long as the ground's not too icy and frozen, you usually can get hack out even if it's just going up and down the road. So we do a fair bit of flat work, but it's nice to just get out. Doing the jumping is definitely a lot of fun, and you can set up a lot of different interesting things. We simulate cross-country obstacles indoors with the show jumps, and you can make fake coffins and corners and turning obstacles, and that gives everybody a little bit of a lift because they can, you can at least pretend you're going cross-country. When it really, really gets cold and it's just miserable, and even though we have an indoor, when it's 10 degrees out and it's just too cold to really enjoy riding, We try to sometimes do something a little bit different. Just once in a while, there'll be one or two days over the winter when we say, all right, instead of riding today, let's free school the horses, and we'll set up a jumping chute and, just bring all the horses out one after the other and free school them through the chute. Occasionally, we've even done things like set up barrel racing in the indoor ring. Let's play around with that.
Why not?
Just for something different, yeah. One time it got so bad we set up a volleyball net, but that didn't involve the horses.
Oh.
But,
now that would be fun. Volleyball on horses. Now, you obviously have to leave the indoor at some point, and you said riding and hacking out in the snow is fantastic. Now, we have discussed this on the show before, and nobody seems to agree on the best way to handle the snowballs packing in the feet. What is Phyllis Dawson's idea? What is your way?
Well, I don't hack out when the snowballs are packing in their feet. When the snowballs pack up in their feet is when the temperatures are above freezing, usually. So usually if you go out early in the morning when it's still colder, the snow doesn't pack in their feet as much. And so if I'm hacking out, I do try to go out early before it's packing up. The other thing, it's much less of a problem with the barefoot horses. So when the snow's a little bit packy, we're hacking out on the barefoot ones and not so much the ones with the shoes. I'm a little bit careful about turnout when the snow is. I love my horses to go out, and usually we turn them out all day. But when the snow's packing up, I turn them out, but I bring them in by noontime, the ones with shoes. Because I think that can be real hard on them. I know there are a lot of, you know, special pads you can use and coating the feet with Vaseline and all that, but I've never really done much of that. I just try to avoid the situation personally.
So, there you go. You're telling us that the way to fix the snowball and the hooves problem is to ride when it's colder?
Yeah, that's it. But don't forget your toasty toes.
I love it. I remember being a working student for some eventers in Southern Pines, and apparently it was like the coldest winter ever in Southern Pines ever. And I would have killed for some toasty toes. Holy cow, that was the worst ever. And I had to bike to work too, and even biking, my toes would be cold. And you'd think you'd be warm because you're working out, but not so much. Well, listen, yeah. Phyllis, you know, what are some of the, give us some, like, one or two must-dos in the winter months besides toasty toes, and then we won't keep you much longer. I know you got stuff to go do.
Well, must-dos is, go for a hack through the woods when the snow has just fallen and it's on every twig and leaf, and look for the animal tracks. The deeper the snow is, the less you have problems with them packing up in the feet, I think. They pack in the feet worse when there's just a couple of inches of snow. When you get a foot of snow, it's not such a problem. Mind you, I'm not hoping for a foot of snow. And just keep it balanced, you know. Do your flat work. Have your fun jumping. Go for a hack and try to stay as warm as you can.
You heard it here first, people. When you're riding in the snow, stay as warm as you can. That's all you can do. That is pretty much it. You're screwed, basically, is what it is. Try to entertain yourself and try to stay warm. You're going to have to suck it up. You live in the Arctic. That's what you get. All right. Well, thank you so much, Phyllis Dawson. Again, windchasefarms.com, and you can go see some amazing horses for sale. Check out her Facebook page as well. Just search for Phyllis Dawson. Always a pleasure, Phyllis. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Well, that was fun. She is a legend. I mean, she really is a legend from back in the 80s. It was when she was, you know, at the Olympics, and, you know, she was in there with some of the old names that everybody knows in eventing, and still is, has a huge lesson program and a working barn there, and does very well. So, was one of Jennifer's heroes at the time.
Yeah, but she might kill you if she just heard you say she's in there with the old riders. She might hurt you.
Yeah, she's going to deck you next time she sees you.
I didn't say
life.
She was old. She was young at the time they were riding. The Bruce Davidsons of the world.
You're digging it deeper, Glenn. Let me throw you a shovel.
When I first met Jennifer, Phyllis Dawson was one of your heroes back then.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. She was one of those, like, oh, I wish I could be like her. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool lady.
I wasn't.
Very cool lady, though. Well, let's take a break here for our song today. We haven't played this one in a year. I just looked it up. I couldn't believe it's been that long. It's called Cowhand.com with Dan Roberts, and we're going to get to that right after this word from Equestrian Collections. We're going to be back. It's Really Bad Ads Day, everybody. Hi, Glenn Geek here, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week. And we're going medical this week, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I wanted to feature the Vetresen Wound and Infection Hydrogel. All of this Vetresen stuff is really good. It's amazing. And not only do I know that it works, but all of my Facebook friends go nuts over this stuff. And the reason I'm featuring the hydrogel this week is because it has a different thing going for it that some other ones of these don't. It's expensive, but it's worth it. This hydrogel stuff, you spray it on like it was liquid, and it comes out like a liquid. But when it comes out, it's a very light gel, so that when you put it in the wound, it actually sticks to the wound. It doesn't, you know, like drip down. Like, so if you have a wound that's up underneath or one that's hard to get to, you can use this and you can get a really good covering of the wound with the hydrogel. I have not had anyone who I have heard that has used this that hasn't come back and said, oh my goodness, this is the best thing ever. You can use this on all your furry friends and feathered friends. You can use it on horses, dogs, cats, birds. It's just amazing, and it's clean stuff. I would highly recommend it. Give it a try.
And I know the one nice thing about the Vetresen is that you can use it in areas that are flexible, your joints and ankles and knees and things like that, and it provides that extra barrier, even for flies and things as well, too.
Yeah, you know what? I had exactly that. I had a little cut on my mare's on the inside of her hock, and every time she would walk, she would pull that thing open. And I got this stuff and used it, and within just a week, it was healed. I can't say enough about it. I would definitely try it. Keep it in your tack room. Keep it in your first aid kit when you're on the road as well.
Just go to EquestrianCollections.com and search for Hydrogel, H-Y-D-R-O-G-E-L, and you'll find the Vetresen Wound and Infection Hydrogel, and you can pick up a bottle of it there.
By a bunch of fancy pants, but they did have several high-dollar trucks and trailers. Well, there was barns and pens, it was under construction, and I was informed by phone I'd receive my instruction in a video, arriving in a padded mailer. It said, sort the cows in pen 11, then bring us a tag so we can scan them, and I didn't have a clue, but I took a sack full of them to headquarters. There was a lady at a computer typing in numbers, and the more she typed, the more I felt dumber, and she said, yep, 501's too old, gotta go back and sort her. I replied, I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed, scrolling back to where I'm from, cause I don't need no printout telling me that it's time to wean. Never seen a cow pulled by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, my security pass / photo ID opened the gate and picked out a horse for me, and you punch in a code and it start an automatic feeder. Of course, you still had to step over what them cows was downloading, and you did a hair analysis with a digital modem, and put a cow up on the screen, it'd tell you which bull's gonna breed her. Well, then they give me this laptop from my saddlebags, and it got dusty out riding drag, and I knew the boss was gonna have my hide. Well, they said, just boot it up, open the windows, something about a mouse and a bunch of menus, so I hauled off and kicked it. I kept the windows closed because it was freezing outside. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed, scroll me back to where I'm from, because I don't need no printout telling me which stall to clean. Never seen a horse shod by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, then they start talking downsizing and linking up. I told them I was heading for the tall and the uncut. They could stick that Pentium right in their AOL. There's faxing emails and hazing the web, and they even had a megabyte RAM. That sounds inbred. I reckon those people wouldn't know the difference between a hard drive and a paper trail. I ain't no cowhand,
cowhand.com. Don't need no information highway to get back to where I'm from. And I don't need no printout telling me which colt is green. Never seen a bronc broke by a machine. Besides, this little cell phone just don't fit good in my jeans. I ain't no cowhand.com. I ain't no http://, all one word, all little letters, www.cowhand.com. Yep, that's what you get when you try to cross one of them computers with a cowboy.
That's Dan Roberts from cowhand.com. You can find all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. We love Dan, and he has some great songs, tons of stuff over at oldbootsmusic.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on a Friday, Freestyle Friday. I am Glenn the Geek with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is here producing today as well. We're brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. We have such cool listeners, and we love it when our listeners send us stuff because it helps putting our show, making our show prep so much easier. And one of the things I got yesterday in preparation for really bad ads today was a little guide. It's Horse Sales Terminology Translated. Now, we've seen these before, although this is a little bit different, and I thought this one was fun. Do you want to do this before we go into really bad ads, Jamie? Did I lose Jamie?
No, I'm Sam here. But every once in a while, it is good to remind everybody what, when we read the really bad ads, what things actually mean. Because some of these things are in these ads, but a lot of times we have to go through and go, you know what that means? So, like, certain things, like, nicely started, that means we've lunged him, but we don't have enough insurance to ride him yet, you know? We're not that crazy. saying that he's a top show horse, and I love this. This one says that won a reserve champion 5 years ago at a show with unusually low entries due to tornado warnings. Top show horse. He won a while ago.
I like Big Boned. Good thing he has a mane and tail, or he would be mistaken for a cow. I love Big Boned. Yeah. He's fat.
And of all of these, bold, good mover, athletic, needs intermediate rider. Every one of those means he's a runaway. Bold, runaway. Athletic, runaway. Needs intermediate rider, runaway. Anytime you see needs experienced rider, oh, dear God, don't get on that horse.
And how many times, I swear about half the ads we read, they say no vices. I love this one. No vices, especially when he wears his muzzle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I love the one that says recently vetted. You'll see that in the ads, like has been vet checked recently. That means somebody else paid a bunch of money to have the horse vetted, but then found something wrong with it and would never buy it. So you've got all the vet work. Here's what's wrong with him.
And we're going to see this today. The one that we see all the time is only to a good home. This horse is only going to a good home because I really don't want to sell him. And what that really means is not really for sale unless you can, number one, pay twice what he is worth, or number two, are willing to sign a 10-page legal document to allow the current owner to tuck him in Betty Bye every night.
Yes, we've known those. When they say that the horse is very quiet, that means he's almost dead. for sale due to lack of time, rider cannot afford to spend any more time in the hospital because of this horse. I love the one for spirited, Glenn. What is that one?
Yeah, spirited is psychotic. Yeah, that pretty much means you should have this horse committed or you should be committed for buying the horse. If it says spirited, do not buy the horse.
Yes.
Run.
Suits eventing, that means it's a runaway. Again, there's no brakes.
I love well bred. A mother and father are also brother and sister.
And finally, when they say any vet check is welcome, that means somebody please come and vet this horse because we have no idea what is wrong with it and we would like to find out what is wrong with it because nobody will buy it because he's currently lame and we just need a little help figuring out why he's lame. So you come and vet him, you pay for it, and then we'll know what's wrong with our horse.
Yeah, yeah. It's all your, it's all on you.
That wasn't really written like that at all. I just let that go.
Well, thank you. I got to put down who sent that to me, but thank you so much, whoever did. We really appreciate you forwarding that on. Well, you know, the Really Bad Ad segment today is sponsored by Equity Manufacturing and the Flex and Fork and the Shake and Fork, and we've talked a lot about it here on the show. But on the Stable Scoop show this week, we had an entire show about photography. But at the beginning of the show, Helena had some things to say. She has a Flex and Fork, and she had some things to say about her Flex and Fork. You want to hear that, Jamie?
Please.
Here's what Helena from the Stable Scoop show had to say about her Flex and Fork.
Well,
she
I have
was
to
in
say
Rhode Island.
That it's not 85 here in Rhode Island. I have lots of manure that's frozen to the ground at the barnyard, and I do have to give a shout out to my Flex and Fork.
Yeah?
I do have to give a shout out to my Flex and Fork. I have been digging at these manure popsicles, these poopsicles, and that Flex and Fork, man, will not break.
But yeah, frozen poop off the ground is one of the worst things ever to try and clean.
It's so frustrating because I want to like clean up the barnyard in the worst possible way, and of course I've had all three horses in there because there's ice and snow and I don't want to turn them out in the big field, and so there's a lot more poop in the barnyard than usual, so I'm like, oh, I gotta clean this up, but you can't. So these frozen poopsicles just stay stuck
to
the
ground. Oh, and then when they break free, they fly up in the air and hit you in the face. Yeah.
Totally. You definitely have to keep your mouth closed when you're doing that.
You don't miss those days, do you, Jamie?
Good God. That sounds awful. But she did say it's unbreakable. I do want to remind you, I ran over it with our gator, and it did not break.
I know. They're really tough, but they're really good, too. I mean, we use ours every day here at the farm, our Flex and Fork, for cleaning the paddocks. We don't have that freezing problem, but we do have little roots from these live oak trees that go across the top, and you're constantly getting your fork when you're cleaning the paddocks caught in these little roots. And because these forks have kind of a little suspension system built into them, they flex, so you thus the Flex and Fork, thus you don't have the problems that you do with your other forks. We highly recommend them. Use some of your Christmas money. Go over to equitymfg.com. You will thank us every day you use the Flex and Fork or the Shake and Fork.
Yeah, you will. I must say that currently I just got a text message from my sister-in-law who lives in Oklahoma and who is not a horse person, who is currently listening to our show. And so far, she has heard a song about a cowhand and us talk about picking up frozen poop. So to my sister-in-law, Samantha, who is listening to this horse show that has no idea why we're talking about it, I am not the only one who is this crazy, Samantha. There are a whole world of people that like to talk about picking up frozen horse poop and sing about cowboys and cowhands. I am not the only one. Thank you for listening. She thinks I'm crazy.
That's funny.
Her brother lives on a farm. It's nuts.
This is a serious conversation for us. We haven't talked about sheet cleaning once today.
I know. Let's not do that. I don't want her to kick me out of the family yet, so let's not go there. Let's start Really Bad Ads. Come on, let's go.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And the winner for Really Bad Ads this week is going to get that Redmond Rock gift pack, which has salt for you and your horse. Basically, a mine in Utah. They pull these rocks out of the ground, and they have so many minerals. They're just big chunks of rocks, and it'll look really weird when your horse is licking a rock. Like, my husband was very confused why there was a big rock in Joey's bucket. But at least if you're going to put a rock in the bucket to keep them from eating super fast and flipping their bucket over, might as well make it a Redmond rock.
That's right. And this is a terrific gift pack that they send out. You can find all of their products and what you're going to get for the winner today at redmondequine.com. Well, you know how I like to start really badass with a strange one that I find. Well, this was actually on Facebook yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but it was making its rounds on Facebook yesterday. I thought it was hilarious. It had nothing to do with horses. But it was a little, and this was put into a newspaper. It's a picture of a section of a newspaper, you know, where they have a little for sale in the newspaper. Well, this was trucks, for sale trucks. And it said, this is the ad. Very mad mother selling 16-year-old son's 1993 Ford Ranger. Drove 3 months before son forgot to use his brain and got caught drunk driving. $3,500 or best offer. Call meanest mother in Wyoming.
Yes, meanest mother ever. But good mother, thank God.
Can you imagine
like that.
The yelling and things that has gone on in that house over the past week. Oh, my gosh.
Well, then the little brat shouldn't have been drinking. First of all, at 16 and then driving, he's lucky to be alive. I see. You know what? I've got a son in my belly right now, and this made me mad. I'm with you, sister.
You have 16 years yet. You're okay.
Whew, I got like 16 and a half. Don't speed this thing up. All right. go ahead and do the first ad from Adriana.
This is Adrienne. I think she might be new or hasn't sent too many in before. Thank you so much. By the way, the names we're giving you are not the people who posted the ads. They're the people who found them and sent them to us. The title of this one is Safe and Sound Older Gymkhana Mare. Gymkhana. We have Gymkhana a couple times today. 20-year-old, 15-hand chestnut mare. She is awesome. We have used her for Gymkhana's play days, campouts, and lots of pleasure/trail riding. She is 100% sound and has no corks, etc. She doesn't need her teeth done, and that is the only reason she is so cheap. I didn't find the right home for her. We will be get it done and keep her. We have had long time, and she is a big part of our family, but isn't getting attention anymore, and she deserves it. She is sweet mare. Anyone can ride her as long as they know the basics. And when we barrel raced her last year, she was Division IV and took first place every time and won everything. She is worth her weight in gold. Email me if interested. We are firm on the price, and we will only sell to a good home, and she can be delivered if needed. She's a really great horse.
Yeah. I love the fact that you did have to take a breath, but there is not one period or punctuation mark in that entire thing.
I didn't realize until I started it either. Oh, damn. Like, I should have given this one to her. I love the fact that it's 100% sound and has no corks.
It has no cork. Not a cork on it. Robin Kane sent this one in. 8-year-old gray gelding kid prof. P-R-O-F-F. Again, not a dang piece of punctuation in this whole entire thing. No capital letters, no punctuation, and the spelling is fantastic. Here we go. I am selling a nice 8-year-old gelding great starter horse, real calm bin ranch robe gym, canon events, love water, real genital, right 16 hand, and loves dogs, ride in halter, loves cows, great all-around horse, no buck, R. Spook, easygoing horse, love, cross, river, great ground manners, even rides in a halter, are bareback. Call me. I'm going to call you to get you to translate this ad, for God's sake. What the hell?
We have been doing this for a long time now, and I don't think we've had Gymkhana in an ad ever. And here we had two in a row.
Well,
and
it's
both
not
a spelled it wrong.
It's Gymkhana. Like
cannon,
it's a gym,
yeah.
Gymnasium,
yeah.
And then a cannon is going to go off.
The next one is from our friend in Australia, Mel. And this one's a little different, had a twist to it. So this is for sale, a quarter horse ex-gelding, 15-1 hand, 7-year-old app. Green broke, just don't have the time for him right now. Would make someone a wonderful horse, barrel, and mustering. Just had his back done slash put in. I wonder why they took it out. He had bucking issues, and that's what it probably was. Yeah, without a back, you probably do. Got good manners and lunges really well, knows how to collect, has extremely smooth trot and canter, had only about 5 or 6 rides. Like I said, I just don't have the time. Really nice, stocky quarter horse going to get his teeth done as well. All solid, good feet. Asking $1,500. Highly negotiable. That's the first time I've ever seen that, too. I think you can get it for $12. Highly negotiable.
Highly. So, not, we're not just a little negotiable. We'll practically give this sucker away. And let me tell you why they want to give it away, Glenn, because they attached a YouTube video. And this is such a cute little buckskin until you see this girl, first of all, climb on the saddle in shorts, almost in the like a bathing suit top. And she climbs up, and dear God, she puts her leg on, goes to kick him. Oh, by the way, no helmet, because this is a really, really great horse to wear no helmet on. What does he do? He just starts bucking. This is their sale video. Their sale video is the horse nonstop bucking, spinning, trying to bolt. And the description that they have underneath the YouTube video, and I'm just going to have to read it because it's a really bad ad as well. Shadow actually spelled with two D's, so they spelled their own horse's name wrong. Shadow being a come play out asshole, one of the things that go with training horses. Why would you post this video?
She makes it sound normal. This is a normal horse. This is what happens when you train a horse. It tries to kill you. That's what happens.
And I love the fact that, you know, just to help with the training, they've got a border collie mix that is trying to bite the heels of this bucking buckskin the entire time she's riding it. There's not one redeeming quality aside from he's a cute buckskin of this entire video, and this is what they put up to sell.
And I love the fact that she said it was only 5 or 6 rides, and apparently one of them was this video. So there you go.
Yeah. Good luck with
Thank
that.
Thank you, Mel.
Fantastic. Loosen the back bridge. It's so tight.
Jennifer's going to post that one on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. You have to see this video. And remember that this woman is trying to sell this horse.
Exactly. She's trying to sell. I think we have a new submitter, and her name is Janelle. Janelle, thank you so much for sending this one in. And, you know, just by the name of the city, I can tell you, the name of the city is Gastonia. And I actually know where Gastonia is. Do you know, Glenn?
Is that in Georgia?
Gastonia is a small town in North Carolina full of the... I'm not going to say it. I can't say it. But it is very country. It is so country. I've actually been there, and I took a Greyhound bus through there and thought I will never go back again. So I can't imagine what this ad is going to say. Wanted horse rider.
Now, wait a minute. This isn't where? North Carolina?
Yeah, this is North Carolina.
I think you have to do your southern accent then for this one, don't you?
Oh, hell. Lord. Lord have mercy. Wanted horse rider. Looking for something preferable female that would like to come over ride groom and just be around the horse that would be used to people all the time. Horse is my granddaughter's. That is why female is preferred. Maybe show her some of the ropes to ride in horse care. No pay, just the opportunity to be able to ride any time and not have the expense of buying a horse. Horse is broke and genital as we do ride him. Only had him a week, but seems to be a good gelding. He is paint 15 and a half hands high. If interested, call and ask for John. So let me get this straight. You want somebody to come to your house and ride a horse that you know nothing about because you've only had it a week. And you want them to train the horse and to train your child and to do it in the goodness of their hearts and out of their own pocket. Wow. How'd that go?
I really think, too, because we are talking about horses, this is the second ad today where apparently gentle is misspelled. You know, genital really means something different, especially when we're talking about horses. So let's just figure out how to spell that one before we post our Craigslist ad.
I got to confess, Glenn, that gentle was actually... It was spelled genital in the last ad, but it was spelled correctly in this one, but I just think genital sounds funny. So I added that one. It was in my southern accent. It just came out that way.
That for the benefit of your sister-in-law, too, who is now listening, going, oh, my God, I can't believe he married her? Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much, right. Yeah. And when you talk Southern, I don't even think my sister-in-law's heard my Southern accent. So bless her little heart, she just heard it.
Beth sent the next one in. Thank you, Beth. This is a 7-year-old stallion for $500 in Hereford. I have a gray roan, 3-bar in great condition. Good God, you wouldn't know they were talking about a horse there. He stands for farrier, bass, and loads without a problem for me. By the way, that's another one that should have been on that list. Whenever the sentence ends in for me, it means that they ain't doing it for you. So let me repeat that sentence and listen closely.
Yeah.
He stands for farrier, bass, and loads without a problem for me. He has had 30 days riding and is APHA. If you would like pictures, please email me. I have no intentions of lowering my price, so please don't ask. Serious inquiries only, cash only. Oh, by the way, then P.S. I am not allowed to ride.
No, don't do it. Oh,
I have to.
And
Sam, your sister-in-law's name is Sam, right?
Yes.
Sam, if you could call Chad and tell him about this next part, that would be wonderful. So, P.S., I am not – this is why I read this one, because I knew you'd try and get out of it. P.S., I am not allowed to ride due to being pregnant, but the last time he was a little stubborn, and as far as what he needs, that would be up to the person that buys him. For me, he is easy to work with unless my mare is around. Remember, he's a stallion. I think he is 15-plus hands. And, well, like I did say, he is Alpha American Paint Horse. Yes, he does have white on him, but that's on his face. But the last time I checked, he has his goods. So I say he can breed, and he already has one baby.
Oh, my God. Can I just say that you actually gave them more credit than was due? Because none of those words are spelled correctly, but you pushed through. I didn't know that allowed to be allowed to ride was spelled A-L-O-W-D. Pregnant, P-R-E-G-N-A-T-E, and stubborn is stu-burn, B-E-R-N, S-T-U-B-E-R-N. Fantastic. Oh, well, you know what? She will not take any less than $500 for this horse. No even offer.
What was this pregnant person doing riding the stallion? She shouldn't be riding the stallion when you're pregnant.
You know, all of that, saying that he can breed and she's pregnant, I don't even want to know what's going on here. This is, I don't even.
Don't you love this? The last time I checked, he had his goods. You don't look under there very often.
He's still not gelded, which is the bad part. You should geld him. Thanks, Beth. That was fantastic. And you guys are all looking for pregnancy ads now, which is fantastic as well. All right. Brenda sent this one in. And just the fact that it's a dash for cash stallion standing for stud, $500.
We have a theme today, don't we?
Yeah, we got lots of studs. Rube Jet Cash accepting mares for breeding. We offer live cover and ship semen. S-E-A-M-E-N. We ship sailors off to sea. And by the way, we have a stallion. So just spell things right, people. It changes the complete meaning of everything. Fantastic.
There's a few single horse women I know that would probably love to have a semen ship.
Ship the semen on to me, man. Mona sent this one in. 3 horses for sale. Oh, God. This is another one where there's no punctuation. Everything is spelled wrong. What are y'all doing to me today? Thanks. Thanks, Glenn. 3 horses for sale, $1,800. I have up for sale 3 beautiful horses. The first is Pal Menemia. She is white with tan spots when she clean. Really? What color is she when she's dirty? She's the color of dirt. So let me point out that if she's clean, she's a Palominia. Really fun horse, lots of spunk. You know what that means. We read it earlier. She's a runaway. She 15 hands high, pro bulby, better than 1,000 pounds. She is around 4 years old. She has a lot of life, yet we have put Fadley on her, but could use more training. She is up for sale. 750 cash, OBO. The second horse available is Brown Stallion. He right under 1,000 pounds, and us between 12 and 13 hands. Not sure He is.
Wait. Stop right there.
Yeah, I know. That's a really fat horse.
And he's 12 hands.
He has a big old fat pony right there. Oh dear God.
Rolling him onto the trailer.
Can I also make a comment about the fact that when I go horse shopping, I can't buy him. He doesn't weigh enough. Who actually cares what a horse weighs? It's not like they're selling beef cattle. This is 1,000 pounds. He's under 1,000 pounds. I can't buy him.
Buying him by the pound.
Buying him by the pound, exactly. Brown stallion, he right under 1,000 pounds, and us between 12 and 13 hands, not sure. He trained to take saddle very well, good for a beginner. Wait, does that just say we're not sure if he's trained to take a saddle very well? Good for a beginner, he is friendly too. Most of the time we let him out, and he hangs around the house. He also good around other animals. I would like to get $1,000 for him. The last horse is a mini horse. She is red and white. She is also very rideable. I would like $450 or Oboe. Please, interested, would like to see them. Please call. What the hell did I just read? Okay, first of all, we got a stallion. He's 1,000 pounds. He's about 12'2". He is not trained to be ridden, but he is very good for a beginner, and we pretty much leave him loose all the time, but he stays around the house most of the time. Okay, why the hell do you have a stallion? What, first of all, why is this horse not gelded? That's the first thing. Number two, he's not a beginner friendly because he is not broke. And number three, why are you letting your stallion loose? That's how accidents happen. This person's really stupid. Mona, that's a really bad ad. That is just a really bad ad.
But the second horse that's 12, 13 hands and weighs 1,000 pounds, they only won $1,000. That's a dollar a pound. That's a bargain.
That is a bargain. You know what, though? You know what, really, the cake on this whole ad is that there's a mini horse, a miniature horse that is broke to ride. She's very rideable. Why are you riding a mini horse? Why? Don't ride it.
Glenn Forrester sent the next one, and I'll be lucky if I can get through this one. This is not horse. Glenn always finds us the non-horse related ones that are just classics, and this one's a classic. All right, here we go. Welder/generator and generator, $4,000. I have two generators. One a welder to what? Won't 2,500 for welder, 1,500 for generator. I also have a Trish pump and all the stuff new. Call only text Megist. I will take 3,500 for a pair of generators, no spam text. If you are interested, you will call.
You will call.
Everything is spelled interested.
You know, it says generator on the box or on the actual piece of equipment. You could have just looked at that if you didn't know how to spay it. And I like to spell it. And then at the end, it said generator. I don't know. What the heck? Glenn, that's a really bad ad.
Generator. Generally.
All right. Yudi sent in this one. Bred beautiful 3-year-old Pasofino, $1,000. Good winter project. 3-year-old Pasofino, due in March. She was bred to Andalusian Solid Black. She is all red with two small white socks. SOX. She's had a saddle on, and I've been on her. She still needs work. Due to her age, she does try to get away with things, but a strong, firm hand can handle her. I can handle her daily just fine. I cannot keep her due to personal reasons and want to make sure that she goes to a home where...
The hospital bill. Are stacking up.
Yeah, exactly. But no, you gotta have a firm hand. You just gotta beat her. Just beat her through it. You get her to ride. Good. She goes to a home where someone knows what they're doing and finishes her proper. She's amazing, loves to run, spins on a dime, make a beautiful barrel mare. I didn't do much with weight due to her being young and bred. She's huge, right? She's super huge. If interested, please email me. I'm asking $1,000. I could get more in the spring. If you love a beautiful Spanish horse, she's perfect. She's up to date on everything, and Trey Lore's beautiful. No spook crosses anything and everything. Thanks. Email me. No.
No
I'm not
spook
you.
Crosses anything and everything.
Yeah.
Ah, I get it. Okay. I didn't get that one for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about. This
Why have
bad
you bred a 3-year-old? Seriously? So you bred her when she was 2. If you're breeding her now, you bred her when she was 2. You should be ashamed of yourself. Carry on.
And don't you love it? This is the third ad today where I can handle her just fine. She is great for me. You know,
yeah.
And how does that make the person feel when they go out there and this person is just basically saying, I can handle her. If you come out and this horse is bad, it's on you. You're the jerk. It's you that needs lessons because obviously this horse is fine for me.
Of course. We've all been to those places where the horse bucks. I've never seen him do that before. He'd never done that with me. You are an
That's
idiot,
true.
Sir.
And we have another bad trailer. Everybody always comes up with a bad trailer for us. I don't know who sent this one in, Jennifer, but this is a, we don't have a name on this one. It's a 2-horse trailer from Colorado Springs for $500. We've had a trend of bad horse trailers out of Colorado lately. 2 nice horse bumper pull, needs new tires, has good floor, trailer is out of Oklahoma. Well, it's one of those typical air-conditioned convertible trailers that has the 2-horse trailer, has the round front, the tiny little ones that you see. And this one, apparently they decided to better sell it for $400 and that or $500. That does seem to be going price for these crappy little trailers. Is they would paint it, and they painted it a bright blue. And it looks like maybe they took a paintbrush and painted it a bright blue. And what they did is they covered all the rust. So you
it's
basically just
paint.
You can't
That's
see. Oh, you think?
Paint. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you can't see the rust that way. However, they did forget to paint the wheel wells. So they're just rust that's solid shut. Yeah, it's a classic trailer. And in this era of these rounded front trailers that are little 2-horse trailers like this, did they ever put roofs on them?
I don't know. I've seen them going down the road, and you just feel sorry for the horses not wearing fly masks. But I love the fact that the tire is actually sitting off to the side. I would like to point out to my sister-in-law that this piece of junk is currently located in Oklahoma. So that's right down the street from you, Sam. Oh, gosh. It's really junky. It's awful.
All right, a couple more.
The field. All right, well, Gemma sent this one in, and it's a really nice short and sweet, but I don't know what they're selling because it's a feral, T-H-E-R-A-L, bred horse. We have a feral bred horse for sale. It is a male. He is neutered and rideable. He's about 5 years old. He's a big, beautiful, reddish-brown horse. He loves to go on trail rides. He's great all the way around, but we have no time for him. So let me get this straight. You know nothing about this horse. You don't know what the breed is. You don't know how old he is because you think he's about 5 years old. You don't even know what the name of the color is. He's a beautiful reddish brown.
I did look
wow.
up. Just looked up feral to see if we were missing something. You know, sometimes we make fun of them, then we get somebody on Facebook that posts, that's one of these. Feral doesn't mean anything. So we're not missing anything there. No.
Yeah.
Udy sent the next one in, horse person wanted. These are always good. And this is all in caps, so I'm not going to try and scream the whole thing. I'm in need of experienced horse person to ride my 3 horses to get them back in condition and behavior. All horses are ready, broke, and ride, but have not been ridden very much over the last 2 years and seem to want things their way. But this cannot be. If interested, please contact me, and we can discuss the matter. 2 of the horses will need a little attention. The 3rd is a little rambunctious and will probably require a little more attention. He does not buck or anything, but he wants to try and lay down when he thinks he is done. This is not acceptable. I guess not. This problem will be the biggest issue with the 3 of them. The other 2 just need some riding time on them. My name is Tom. You can call or email me. I have all the tack, T-A-C-H, for the horses. Just need good, experienced horse person. Now, it didn't say anything about him wanting to pay, did it? He wants people to come out and ride these three nut jobs for free, is what it looks like.
I was just trying to find how much he's paying somebody, and it's not in the ad. So basically, uh-oh, come out at the risk of your own life, because one is going to flip over and lay down with you. That is the scariest thing a horse can do, in my opinion.
I love how he tries to make a positive out of this, too, because he says, we can discuss the matter. Two of the horses will need just a little attention, and the third will need a lot more than a little attention.
Woohoo! Way to go! All right, so that is all for Really Bad Ads. We've got to pick a winner. I would love, love, love to send the Redmond Rock gift pack to Mel Donald, to put the awesome YouTube video of the horse that she's trying to sell, where the horse is bucking uncontrollably and trying to bolt. And this is their for sale video. However, to send a Redmond Rock gift pack to Australia would cost a little around $1,000. So, Mel, if they do sell Redmond Rocks in Australia, we'd be happy to send you some cash to go buy one. Other than that, we need to pick a winner. Do you have any suggestions, Glenn?
Yeah, I do. I think we spent the most time talking about the 12- or 13-year-old 1,000-pound horse. Mona Leach sent in the three horses for sale. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that one. So.
That's just a really, really, really bad ad. I mean, that's
and it's
just
a sad ad. It's just a sad, bad ad.
Mona Leach, congratulations. You are the winner of the Redmond Rock gift pack. You need to email Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com your information, and she will get that out to you as soon as possible, or at least the Redmond Rock people will, because they get to pay for the shipping on these kind of gifts, because it's a big box and it's very, very heavy. You have to open it up and take everything out. You can't pick the box up.
So before we go, we have a couple minutes here. What's your weekend look like now that you're not going to be riding anymore, thanks to your sister-in-law, Sam, calling Chad immediately after the show today?
You know what? I'm playing Air Force Wife all weekend long. It's the trade-off. You know, last weekend was horse show. This weekend is Air Force Wife. And you know what's really awesome is I'm Air Force Wife / designated driver. Forever. So I will be attending a promotion party where Chad's boss got promoted to full colonel, and that means that they have to go to the officers club and basically put their credit card down, and everybody they know from miles around comes and drinks on their tab for free. So I will be the driver of that event, and then we will be going to dinner with a bunch of those people where I will continue to be the designated driver up until the wee hours of the morning. And then I get to go to an Air Force function Saturday night, too, where my dear sweet husband will be the MC of an awards banquet. Woo-hoo!
Oh, wow. Now, are these dress-up functions? Did you have to go shopping in your current state to go to these things?
Oh, my God. I just realized I don't have a fat girl dress. I need a fat girl dress for tomorrow night.
I was just saying, I just didn't know if you thought about that.
I did not. Thanks for pointing that out. I just got a text from my sister-in-law. She smiley
texted
that one. Yes, fat girl dress, here we come.
Well, you better get shopping, Jamie.
Yep, I'm out of here.
See you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, you can hear all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. And you can catch all the past episodes of Horses in the Morning at horsesinthemorning.com. Find us on Twitter at Horse Radio and on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning. Have a terrific weekend. We'll be back live here Monday morning at 9 a.m., providing Jamie survives the Air Force weekend.
Oh, my God. I'm huge. Hey, spay, neuter, and geld. Seriously, geld. What is wrong with you people? No reason to have a stallion.
That horse is great. Spay, neuter, and geld.